speak them over again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. What Jesus has done for us is the title of this message for this 30 minutes. Fulfilling God's promise as per first pre-evangelism message, which we can read from Genesis 3:15. The woman's child will come and he will crush the serpent's head. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will bruise and tread your head underfoot, and you will lie in wait and bruise his heel. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. The event took place, as said in Galatians 4:4, when the set time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, that we might receive adoption to sonship, because you are his sons. Amen. So, what Christ Jesus has done for us fulfilled the prophecies. As Jesus was born according to the prophecy, and as we continue, he live according to the prophecy word by word. He fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. What we read in Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, the young woman who is unmarried and virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, or God with us. This reference can be seen in Matthew 1:22 and 23, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, Jeremiah 31:22, and also Micah 5:3-5. And the prophecy says, for unto us child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Almighty God will accomplish this. From Isaiah chapter 9, 6 to 9. Now this complete prophecy is to be fulfilled. We received the Son. Child is born. We received Jesus Christ. And the government has not yet upon his shoulders. That will happen in the millennium. That will happen when Jesus Christ come to redeem the remnant of Israel who are waiting for him, the Messiah. And he punish the Antichrist. And then he establish, he put the Satan, the Lucifer, in the bottomless pit, as it says in the book of Revelation. Then he established his kingdom, the earthly kingdom, in physical form. The man God, Jesus Christ, will sit on the throne in Jerusalem. They will place the throne of David, and he will be king for the world or the universe. Praise God. Jesus' birth has been pre-proclaimed by Micah the prophet. Micah 5 verse 2. But you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient of times. Here is the ancient of times. We do not know his age. He is from everlasting to everlasting, from eternity to eternity. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to praise and glorify his name, because he is the only one God who will rule the world in righteousness. Now, many of the prophecies are still going to be fulfilled after his return to earth to receive his saints. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, we will read. He will come down from heaven. Praise the Lord. With the trumpet sound of God and with the voice of the mighty archangel. And he will call his saints from all the earth, and those who lived for Christ and buried before Jesus coming, their souls or their spirit will come back to their body, will be recreated. They will rise from the dead bodies. I mean, from their graves. The graves will be opened. It will be called rapture. The day the saints of God will rapture from the earth, and those who are alive will be transformed in a fraction of a second. All will be given a body God made from heaven, will come and swallow their earthly bodies. And they will rise up in the heavens to greet Jesus Christ in the mid-air. Praise God. I am not discussing that topic right now. Our question here is what Jesus done for us. Now, who is Jesus? Isaiah 9:6 says, to us a child is born, like the verse I just read before. A son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Praise God. It was a woman named Mary whom obeyed God for the birth of Christ, Jesus. Jeremiah 31 verse 22. There's a question the prophet is asking. How long will you waver and hesitate, O you backsliding daughter? For the Lord has created a new thing in the land of Israel. A female shall compass a man. Praise God. The prophecies such as has been fulfilled. This is a question God was asking to Israel. He was born exactly the place Micah prophesied. But you, Bethlehem of Ephrathah, you are little to be among the clans of Judah. Yet out of you shall one come forth for me, who is the ruler in Israel. His vicarious life and his ministries spoke out by Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Isaiah 61:1-16. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and opening of the prisons and eyes to those who are bound, according to Romans chapter 10, verse 15. So the prophecy of Isaiah, chapter 61, chapter 49, and many other chapters, amen, about the anointed one of God, which is Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. Though we talk about anointed servants of God, which happens after the Christ arrival and God appointed his apostles, and then through them God called by their teachings and preachings, the gospel of Jesus Christ has been spread throughout the world, and God called many into his ministry through the Holy Spirit of God. All those anointed servants of God, little different than Christ himself, to proclaim the accepted year of the Lord. Christ came in order to heal the sick, brokenhearted, to be healed, comfort the one who are mourning. Praise God. He healed many in Judea, many in Israel. Praise the Lord. Even the widow of Zarephath has been comforted. Praise God. He raised many from dead. Like John the Apostle says that the miracles Jesus performed cannot be contained in the whole world if we write in hundreds and thousands of books or pages. It can't be explained, all of it. So what Jesus done for the world, he came, he delivered the prisoners from the prisons, satanic forces of evil. He cast out the demons. Then he appointed his apostles, his disciples, to do the same. So God, Jesus, have done in short time of this message, short message. There is many more you can understand, read from the Gospels. And also, according to the Old Testament laws, Jesus fulfilled all of them. You read Hebrews chapter 10, 5 to 17. Hence, when the Christ entered into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but instead you have made ready for a body for me." God gave him a body, a human body that he took and incarnated, which was the sacrifice and offering God was waiting to happen. It was decided by the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in eternity that Christ will have a body and he will come and die for humanity. The sacrifices and offerings were not delighted. God did not delight in them. Then Jesus saying in Psalms 40 verse 6 to 8 through the prophet David, "So then I said, behold, here I am coming to do your will, O God." To fulfill your will, what is written of me in the volume of the books. Another translation is in the scrolls, when the Bible was written originally in the Old Testament, in the scrolls. Christ was written in the scrolls. He was in Genesis. He is in Exodus, deliverer. He is in Deuteronomy and Numbers and Leviticus. He is in the whole entire Bible, every other writing concerning Christ. Praise God. All the sacrifices and offering equal to a priest's performing all the duties Jesus has performed. Praise God. In the agreement that I will set up and conclude with them, after those days, Jesus says the Lord, I will imprint my laws upon their hearts, and I will inscribe them on their minds. Jesus, God says, he will convert the hearts of Israel into understanding his son Jesus Christ. Then he goes on to say, and their sins and their law breaking I will remember no more. Jeremiah 31, 33 and 34. When time comes, when our Lord returns to receive his saints and go back to heaven, after 7 years, when Jesus returned with angels, thousands upon thousands of angels, there are many scripture references for the things I am saying right now. Praise the Lord. Book of Jude talks about it. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the saints come down with Jesus and the angels. Praise God. And he will defeat the Antichrist. He will put Satan into bottomless pit, and he will rule the world for 1,000 years. And his believers and saints who will join with the brand new Israelites who have been redeemed by Jesus Christ, and the one saints of God from the Old Testament, praise the Lord, they live with God and his son Jesus Christ in the new, in the earth for 1,000 years. Praise God. Now, then Jesus performed all the laws and regulations and sacrifices and offerings required by law, by God's commandment written in the book of Leviticus. Jesus performed all of them for the humanity, that so that no one will have to be sacrificed and no animal will have to be sacrificed. Christ has performed his ultimate sacrifice through his death. We have received liberty and freedom. We have received the freedom from the satanic evil of his oppression, and God Jesus has delivered us from every power of Satan, and he established his kingdom with his love in this earth into the hearts of people, which he will physically will establish at his coming in his glory. We shall continue this message in the next part of this, where Jesus performing the duties of a priest. Continuation of this message will be in the next week's program. May the Lord richly bless you with this.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Wonderful words, wonderful words of love.
Oh, I can feel redemption on the wind, forgiveness like the tide rolling in, taking up the space where shame has lived, receiving all that you died to give. Let the wind blow, let the tide roll, till the earth knows God of love. breath of life into our lungs. Marching on our knees, we march to love. Let the wind blow, let the tide roll. God of love.
I shall forever live. The civil government does not define your ethic as a Christian. That's critical that we understand that. And now maybe people will become more and more awakened to that.
Hi, this is R.C. Sproul, and I hope that you are listening to Renewing Your Mind on this station every day.
Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
Good afternoon. Thank you and your staff for your excellent work at broadcasting Christian music and gospel messages all day long. I really appreciate it, as well as my family. God bless you all.
It was time to go. They were standing there, oh, so sad as he left them. He said, "Don't worry, 'cause I go away. Just like you see me go, I come again someday. Just keep the faith and never cease to pray. I'll be with you." It was
on the day of Pentecost.
Oh yeah.
On the day of Pentecost.
Yes, it was.
On the day of Pentecost. Holy Ghost came.
It was
on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, it was.
On the day of Pentecost.
You know it came.
On the day of Pentecost.
The fire fell.
The fire fell.
When the day of Pentecost had come, yes, the Holy Spirit fell upon everyone. They were shouting as they gave him glory. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to your name.
And sending to lead and guide you into all truth. Won't you go to the upper room and wait for me there? When they heard the rushing in the sky, the house started shaking and they didn't know why. It was the power falling from on high as it filled them. They began to speak with a new tongue as the Spirit fell on everyone. They received the promise from the Son. It was
on the day of Pentecost. On the day of Pentecost.
It was
on the day of Pentecost. The fire fell, man.
And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, man.
People outside said, "How could this be? Have these men of God had too much to drink?" And Peter said, "No, no, man, this is that new wine.